This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This is Let's Talk Horses on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Jason Vance. Joining me today is Susanna Thomas, director of the Maker's Mark Secretariat Center. And what exactly is the Secretariat Center, Susanna?
What it is a small facility located at the Kentucky Horse Park in Lexington, Kentucky, where we reschool and rehab thoroughbreds and give them new skill sets for new careers when their racing days are over.
Which, how exactly did the center come about?
The center was started in 2004. The idea was to use the Kentucky Horse Park as a marquee for the athleticism and versatility of this amazing breed in new equestrian endeavors.
Talk to us a little bit about that reschooling process.
Sure. Thoroughbreds are generally broken to be ridden as yearlings, and they go off to the track. And at the track, they essentially learn to go fast into the left. And we want them to go slow into the right in other careers, among other things. And they're a very, very athletic breed. So when they come to the center, we evaluate them for certain criteria. That includes being sound, being sane, and being serviceable. And if they meet that criteria, we have a specific program that we put them through to get them ready for their next career.
What are some of the things that you do once they've been accepted?
Well, what we look at first is how sound they are. So we're going to go over their physical needs. So many of them need things that are easy to provide, such as chiropractic or massage or stretches. Some of them might need some other things, such as minor surgeries or whatever. Once we have all that figured out, we then will put it at liberty in a round pen to assess its horsinality. And some horses are more aggressive, some are more timid. So it really helps to know how they relate to the world. And once we know that, then we'll go through the practice of teaching them to carry a rider in a different way, doing different things such as jumping and dressage and going cross country and trail riding, etc.
Once they've been reschooled, what's the process as far as adopting one of them?
Well, we have a website, www.secretariatcenter.org, and all that is needed is for an individual to go there and to download an application and to fill it out. Once you've filled out the application, you return it to us, and we review it. If we have any questions, we'll ask you. We then send it on to a committee formulated by three of our board members who approve you, and then you must come down and try your horse. I do not let horses to be adopted over the Internet because I think it's really important to fall in love with the actual horse and not with the picture of the horse.
Which, if someone wants to adopt a horse, what is the criteria that they have to meet in order to be able to adopt a horse?
They have to provide three references. One is a character reference. The other is an equine reference, that you indeed know something about horses or will be working with somebody who knows about horses. And the final one is a veterinarian. We also request that you submit photographs of where the horse will be kept, what its pasture and fencing looks like as well. And then most importantly, when you come down, we want to see what your riding level is so that we pair you with a horse that will really suit your needs.
So if someone is interested in participating in this program, what advice do you have for them to be accepted and be able to adopt a horse from the Secretariat Center?
That's a great question, Jason, and we are very, very accessible. I would encourage people to look our website, read all about us. I would encourage people to contact us. We would love to answer all your questions, and we'd love to talk to you personally to find out what your needs are. So that's the first thing, is for us to gather information so we can guide you in the right direction.
There's probably been some real success stories of horses that have gone on to do other things besides racing at a very high level.
Yes, there are. There are horses that have gone to the pinnacle of success in other disciplines. But I also like to root for those that are carrying children in local pony clubs or barrel racing or trail riding or fox hunting or even being therapy horses for veterans and children who need it.
Thank you so much for talking to us today, Suzanne.
You are so welcome.
That's Susanna Thomas. She's been our guest on Let's Talk Horses on the RFD Radio. Thank you so much for listening, and please tune in next time for another edition of Let's Talk Horses.